بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رسيد شعارف عارف بالله حضرت اقدس حضرت مولانا شاه حكيم محمد اختر صاحب نور الله مرقده. The title is خون کا سمندر. سنو داستان مزتر ذرا دل پہ ہاتھ رکھ کر سنو داستان مزتر ذرا دل پہ ہاتھ رکھ کر یہ لہو لہا کا منظر یہ لہو لہا کا منظر میرا سر ہے زیر خنجر یہ لہو لہا کا منظر میرا سر ہے زیر خنجر میرے خون کا بحر احمر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر میرے خون کا بحر احمر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر نکلی ہوں ناش گفتہ میرے آرزو شکستا میں کلی ہوں ناش گفتا میری آرزو شکستا میں ہوں ایک ہو شرفتا میرا در دراز بستا میں ہوں ایک ہو شرفتا میرا در دراز بستا میری حسرتوں کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر میری حسرتوں کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر میرے دل میں غم نہاں ہے میری چشم خوف شاہ ہے میرے دل میں غم نہاں ہے میری چشم خوف شاہ ہے میرے لب پہ وہ فغاں ہے کہ فلک بھی نوحہ خواہ ہے میرے لب پہ وہ فغاں ہے کہ فلک بھی نوحہ خواہ ہے میری بے کسی کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر میری بے کسی کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر یہ طرف طرف کے جینا لہو آرزو کا پینا یہ تڑپ تڑپ کے جینا لہو آرزو کا پینا یہی میرا جام مینا یہی میرا طور سینا یہی میرا جام مینا یہی میرا طور سینا میری وادیوں کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر میری وادیوں کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر میری آن کا اثر ہے میرے درد کا ثمر ہے میری آہ کا اثر ہے میرے درد کا ثمر ہے کہ جہاں بھی سنگ در ہے میرے آنسوؤں سے تر ہے کہ جہاں بھی سنگ در ہے میرے آنسوؤں سے تر ہے میری عاشقی کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر میری عاشقی کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا
غمبل کن میرا غم سجا جگر ہے میری چشمے تر ہے میرا غم سجا جگر ہے میری چشمے تر ہے میرا بحر خون سے تر ہے میرا برلم سے تر ہے میرا بحر خون سے تر ہے میرا برلم سے تر ہے میرے بحر بر کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر میرے بحر بر کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر وہ جو خالق جہاں ہے وہی میرا راز جان ہے وہ جو خالق جہاں ہے وہی میرا راز جان ہے میرا حال خوب زباں ہے میرا عشق بے زباں ہے میرا حال خوب زباں ہے میرا عشق بے زباں ہے کسی بے زباں کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر کسی بے زباں کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر میری فکر نامکاں ہے میرا درد جاویدا ہے میری فکر نامکاں ہے میرا درد جاویدا ہے میرا قصہ دل میرا قصہ دل پیتا ہے میری رگ سے خون آیا ہے میرا قصہ دل پیتا ہے میری رگ سے خون آیا ہے میرے خون کا سمندر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر میرے خون کا سمندر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر میرا غم خوشی سے بہتر میرا خار گل سے خوشتر میرا غم خوشی سے بہتر میرا خار گل سے خوشتر میری سب قمر سے انور غم دل ہے دل کر حبر میری سب قمر سے انور غم دل ہے دل کر حبر غم رہنما کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر غم رہنما کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر یہ کرم ہے ان کی اختر جو پڑا ہے ان کے در پر یہ کرم ہے ان کا اختر جو پڑا ہے ان کے در پر کوئی زخم ہے جگر پر ہمیشہ مہر سحر پر کوئی زخم ہے جگر پر ہمیشہ مہر سحر پر میری زندگی کا منظر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر سنو جاس جان مجھتر ذرا دل پہ ہاتھ رکھ کر یہ لہو لوہا کا منظر میرا سر ہے زیر خنجر میرے خون کا بحر احمر ذرا دیکھنا سنبل کر میری فکر نامکا ہے میرا درد جاؤتا ہے میرا قصہ دل سیتا ہے میرے رگ سے خون روا ہے میرے خون کا سمندر میرے خون کا سمندر ذرا دیکھنا سنبھل کر.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى ما بعد. This Hazrat is explaining his Allah Ta'ala's fazl and karam upon Hazrat, as we learned last night, from a young man, 16, 17 years, sacrificing his whole youth in the company of the friends of Allah Ta'ala, all to gain the love of Allah. And to gain this love of Allah Ta'ala, a person has to go through the mal. Our Hazrat explained today, we not even a plastic zamana. If our buzurgs, our mashayikh have to just tell us something, or just look at us, and we think, then we fall off the path. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. Hazrat is explaining the condition of his heart, how he got this love of Allah. And as briefly we heard how Ustaz was reading just the brief biography of our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. This we can't explain, we just give a brief summary of what Hazrat is trying to explain here. And this, where can I understand? Our Shaykh Mashaykh who came to know our Hazrat also very briefly, so to say, but they realized, like Maulana Room Rahmatullah Alayh, and Hazrat was a great lover of Maulana Room Rahmatullah Alayh. Maulana Room Rahmatullah Alayh used to say, if you walk through the gullies where you went past, and you see blood on the stones of the road, then know very well, that is the cry of Maulana Room Rahmatullah Alayh from his heart, middle of the night, crying for the love of Allah. And here the Sage Hazrat is explaining, what difficulty has the Hazrat had to go through to find this love of Allah Ta'ala. The Hazrat says, khun ka samandar. This is not the outward picture of my body, this is the picture of my heart, that I'm just giving you a glimpse. My heart is it's a whole ocean of the blood to get the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And first of all, his youth, Hazrat explained briefly last night already, that how Hazrat gave his youth to Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Alayh in a village where there was no life, and a young man, very intelligent, very handsome, everything. And Allahu Akbar, like our Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib Dawud Barakatuhum used to say, that people used to tell Hazrat's grandfather, that why don't you put this man, make him a doctor or whatever. So he says, I must give my son to the world. Same thing Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib Dawud Barakatuhum also. Hazrat, many people told our Dada Shaykh that you got one very intelligent son, make him a professor. Says, my one son, I must give him away to dunya. I give him away to Allah Ta'ala. So these are the men of Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat says that the difficulty Arifan is on all such words that Hazrat has put. And this also, this is Allah's special favor upon Hazrat, that who can paint a picture like this so beautifully. And as we explain and we heard, that this doesn't just come, or you think about it, middle of the night, Hazrat used to get up, and the prayer and pen used to write. So Hazrat is explaining his condition, when he was in the company of his sheikh, then Hazrat says, Mere dil mein gham niha hai, mere lab pe woh fuga hai, that all that pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very deep in my heart. And generally also, people like myself, Allah save us, when we see the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they give their life to their mashayikh, not just for outward things, but to get that what is in the heart, to get that real love of Allah Ta'ala and that pain. And then generally, like people, Allah save me, Hazrat is explaining that people generally become jealous, and then they will go and complain about you to your shaykh, etc., without even knowing. So like that, Hazrat, even in his young days, many people also used to complain. And many a time Hazrat says, I used to feel that my shaykh got a disinclination, so to say, outwardly a disinclination. But my object was the love of Allah Ta'ala. So I went through and I stayed in the thick and thin. No matter what condition came upon me, many hasratu ka manzar, dara dekh karna sambalkar. If I have to just explain you the grief that I have to, that I have to explain in the spot of the love of Allah Ta'ala from my age of 16. And then Hazrat explained,
When Allah Ta'ala opened my tongue to talk at the age of 40, then people were shocked. Allama bin Nuri Rahmatullah used to say that he's just that same boy, that young boy, is he the same boy that used to walk around the desert, Mawlana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah. He is La Farqa Baina wa Baina Mawlana Room. And he said clearly, there's no difference between him and Mawlana Room Rahmatullah. How he understood the love of Allah Ta'ala, and people used to say after that, you can't see love of Allah Ta'ala. But if you want to see an embodiment of love of Allah, look at Hazrat Shah Ki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And only those who know, they took the heart from their heart of their Sheikh, like our Hazrat. When Hazrat came in the company of our Dada Sheikh, Hazrat Shah Ki Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was overjoyed and said, I actually hunted you. And what they took from the heart of Allah Ta'ala, this is why Allah has brought us here. And as Hazrat pleaded to me particularly, and all of us, we should see that we don't come here just to attend the majlis. But what they are teaching us, let us come onto the path of Allah Ta'ala. Come onto the path of the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Sallam. So Hazrat is saying, Meri bhe kasi ka manzar, zara dekhna sambalkar. When you see this restlessness of mine, as last night we heard in the poem, that how long am I going to control myself? I want to talk of this love of Allah Ta'ala. And as a Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah, like we get from our Sheikh, that they can't just stop talking of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And one time there was a great majlis in Mauritius, and all our Kabir of South Africa also, great ulama in that majlis. Majlis used to start after Fajr. Hazrat Mir Sahib used to come to Hazrat round about 8 o'clock and say, breakfast is ready. Hazrat used to get upset. Breakfast, I'm giving Suhani breakfast. And where you talking? And the host, they getting excited. Food is getting cold. After 1 hour again he'll come. Hazrat used to still get upset. Said, no, leave that one side. Talk about the food of the love of Allah Ta'ala. So this is what Hazrat is explaining. Ye tarab tarab ke jina, lahu aazu ka peena, yahi mera jamu meena, yahi mera ture seena. That I love in this way, that a person have to give your blood and your life to get the love of Allah Ta'ala. To get that one drop of the love of Allah, where useless like me can even understand this and explain this. But we can see that a glimpse from our Hazrat, and then we'll understand whether they are eating, whether they are lying down, all 24/7, just talking about Allah Ta'ala, thinking about Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And this is what Hazrat is explaining, that all this I had to go through. One is going, not explaining the conditions, that how Hazrat used to make the khidmat, etc., but explaining that despite all this, people still used to get jealous and that they take all wrong rumors to Hazrat. And then, but that was all the training that Allah Ta'ala makes. If we hear what is the part of the Islam and how to get this love of Allah Ta'ala, myself will never able to manage it. Impossible for us. But Allah Ta'ala's kindness, Allah knows the weakness of the ummah. They tell today, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has informed us that my time, I want to see my brothers. Sahaba Rajnam asked, who are your brothers, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Aren't we your brothers? He says, no, you all are my companions. My brothers will be those that will come at that time. They will want to pay the whole world just to get 1 minute in my company. But those were people that will be very few, but they will hold firm onto the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is the time we are living in. And we can't make enough shukr that Allah has given us our Hazrat to teach us that how we should be firm on the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. No matter what people can say, we have to worry what Allah Ta'ala is going to say. How are we going to fare in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? So Hazrat says, what can I explain to you? My heart is actually under the dagger of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And thus you'll only get when you break your desires. You break totally. One is outwardly your desire of, this is not Hazrat is talking of guna, etc. That part through the blessings and through the special guidance of his Sheikh, that the young man already, Hazrat hated sin. And but Nazri was out of the controlling his gazes. And this is what Allah Ta'ala grants. When you control your gazes, we see our Dada Sheikh, our Sheikh, that when you control your gazes, you control your basarat, Allah will give you basirat. You control your eyesight, Allah will give you deep insight of the love of Allah Ta'ala. So this is what Hazrat is talking out, that Meri fikri la maka, Mera dar ja wida, mera kisra daag tha, mera rag se khoon rawa. That my fikr Allah Ta'ala made, as we heard, that this is what is called tawajjuh of the mashayikh. That how they will pay special attention to see those who got this capacity and those who are eager to get this love of Allah Ta'ala, and how they drill them. We are Allah Ta'ala save us, and we can't make enough shukr. How our Shaykh, what kindness and what feeling, just to teach us that come onto the love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Be far from that reality, but we can only beg Allah Ta'ala that we just want to be that. Hibbu salihin wa lastu minhum. We love the pious servants. We can't even imagine and know who they are. But just try and live under their footsteps, under their shoes. And Allah Ta'ala in His kindness will say, oh, we saw you amongst them. So Allah Ta'ala pull us in that kafla. So Hazrat says, this was my fikr. That as we heard, Hazrat Shaykh said that his finger went around showing the whole world. And this was the fikr of Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. There was a period in his life till about 40 years. And even little more than that, nobody really knew Hazrat. And when people came to know Hazrat, and Hazrat made shukr that so many Shaykhul Mashayikh, so many people who are teaching hadith throughout the world, all came at the footsteps of Hazrat, and all came at his left to learn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we heard our Hazrat explain, that in the kitab, the Hazrat and the, we have read about it. But when we to see the love of Allah and to understand what is love of Allah, which is the greatest gift what Allah Ta'ala has sent us here, Hazrat says, if I have to explain you my kisra, then you won't able to hold your heart. So this kisra of mine is very deep. It's very intricate. And I don't want to talk about these things. But I'm just giving you an idea. The love of Allah Ta'ala is very expensive. And it's very deep also. All you have to do, just remain firm in the company of the men of Allah Ta'ala. They are there not to disgrace us. They are there to take out all this honor in me, and that it stays, it goes into our, right into our body, or right, it goes into the crevices of our hearts, and we think I'm okay, I am a sheikh, but that honor, I'm still somebody. People must talk like this about my bayan, etc. So Hazrat is saying, mere khoon ka samandar, sara dekh kar sambal kar. That if you have to see the ocean of my heart, it is bleeding, and that is what and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hadith Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala says, ana inna munkasaratul qulub, that I am with those people who break their hearts for the pleasure of Allah, who break your heart to get the love of Allah, that no matter what your sheikh can tell you, it's not that he loves you, that is why he'll tell you. According to Sayyid Hasanatul Abrar, Sayyidatul Muqarrabin, there is a principle, and we see it in the Quran Kareem, Allah explains, the Anbiya, they stayed up very high. So when their chances, they choose something that is not afzal, supposed to be higher than that, and they made that decision, how Allah Ta'ala addresses them, and only Allah has the right to address them. So according to that, the closeness you have to your mashayikh, that is how Allah Ta'ala puts in their heart, that this is how they come right now. And that is what Hazrat teaches us, that this getting khilafat is not that, oh, you reach a position, you're not worth anything, at least now come right. Think that you think you are Shaykh, but you're still far from reality. So Hazrat says finally, so beautifully, that going through this process, it's not, I can't explain to you. But going through this was so enjoyable at the end. Mera gham khushi se behtar, mera khare gul se khushtar. That the pain of the heart that I got is far better than the outward enjoyments of this world. Oh, I should be just living in luxury, even in the company of my Shaykh, but in a nice place, like how when we go to the Khanka, we get in nice, we want comfortable and everything, myself first of all. But Hazrat says that the thorns that I went through, the difficult conditions, that is how my Shaykh made my Islam, that is far better than all the roses of the world. All those thorns that pricked me, I enjoy today. The nights of mine in the company of my Shaykh is better than the 14 full moon. But how I got all this? Ye karam hai unka akhtar, jo para hai unke dar par. Oh Allah, oh Hazrat addressing himself and myself, we also realize it is only Allah's favor that Allah brings us here all the time. That he says only Allah's favor that I could just be at my Shaykh's feet all the time. And three mashayikh all the time, after being a great Shaykh, Hazrat still went to Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And Hazrat Mawlana Abrar al-Haq Sahib sent Hazrat to the maktab class, they're going to get your, let the Qari Sahib check your tajweed. And he went with a humble, as a humble slave. And Mawlana Abu Al Aksab said, you already got Khilafat. So this is what we have to learn. Allah give me an iota of this reality. That when we got our mashayikh here, Allah let us take benefit from the heart. Otherwise, Hazrat says, Meri zindagi ka manzar, sara dekhna sambalkar. And we see till the end of Hazrat's life. Hazrat says, if you see my life, then you'll hold your heart and think, what a man. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand their life, the reality of Islam.